couple of things I wanted to talk about was, one, the fact that the breeding herd has not started to expand at all, and secondly, talk about the PED losses that maybe we can pick up some of the data out of this report. Again, as we think about the size of the breeding herd, actually down a small amount, about 0.5% in this report, we look at the profitability in the hog industry, and of course, going back to the drop of corn prices late last summer, we really saw profitability for the pork industry begin to pick up as we got into September, October of 2003. Again, as we look at the profitability that has been there for going on 7-8 months now, I thought we probably would begin to really see some of the expansion showing up in the number of breeding herd animals. And what this report says is that, no, that is not the case. We do not have an expansion of the breeding herd yet. And I think the other surprise that really, or along the line of the breeding herd, is the March-May farrowings, where we had expected the intentions were to be up a couple percent. And so we see those actual farrowing numbers actually were down just fractionally. So I think all that indicates no expansion. Over on the PED side, I guess my anticipation was that as we got into some warmer weather, we would see the death loss from PED moderate somewhat. Now, maybe there is some moderation, but I don't think it is as much as I thought. What I have done is go back and look at the monthly pigs per litter and run a trend on those, and actually the industry has pretty much, if you go back 5 years, been on a pretty straight line trend to higher pigs per litter. So we can look at where we're the current pigs per litter by month versus that trend for the previous 5 years. And what that shows is that we started to pick up about 2% death loss or lower pigs per litter last October. That it continued to expand into cold weather. By December, we were up to 6%. Jan, Feb, March, up around 8%. But even into April and May, we were still at about 7% in April and 5% in May. I think what this is indicating to us is that certainly PED is not under control yet, that death loss is continuing, that the warm weather months may have reduced that spread and reduced, therefore, death loss, but we certainly aren't under control yet.